listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back. We're joined by a distinguished and very important expert on a subject that I think should be top of mind for all of us. The danger nearby is going, I believe, inadequately addressed, and Joseph Heumeier is doing his level best to try to make sure that's not the case. He is the executive director of the Center for a Secure Free Society, a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, including time served in Latin America, the focus of his area of activities at the moment, and the subject of an important book he wrote on the issue of Iran's strategic penetration of Latin America. Joseph Heumeier, it is terrific to have you with us. I'm especially anxious to talk with you about Venezuela, but perhaps we'll get to some other subjects as well to address the hemisphere more generally. So good to have you. Welcome back.
No, thank you, Frank. It's always a pleasure to be on, and thank you again for all the work you do as well.
Well, let me talk to you about our shared concern about Venezuela. We discuss it a lot on the program, but one of the pieces of this that I think has not gotten nearly the attention that it requires is the one that is the subject of your book, the penetration by Iran of that country as well as others. And specifically, something caught my eye recently, and I think yours as well, and that is the efforts now being made by Hezbollah, as you know, an adjunct of the Iranian military, that is calling for the Maduro government to have a new leader. Tell us a little bit about him, and why would that be of interest to Hezbollah and its masters in Tehran?
So I believe one of Hezbollah's either state-owned or state-controlled media networks in Lebanon ran a program that introduced the current vice president of Venezuela, a gentleman by the name of Tarek El Aissami, and they introduced him as a potential contender to become the new president of Venezuela should Maduro leave office. And I think the message that they were trying to send is that, an individual that is closely connected to Lebanon, to Syria, to Iran, is in prime position to take the leadership of a very important country in Latin America. The fact that Hezbollah is making that announcement, I mean, obviously it's a message that they're trying to send to certain people. I don't think people like me and you, they really want to care what we think about it. Tarek El Aissami, I mean, he's an individual I followed for a long time. Yeah, so he's an individual, actually, I think it's important for everyone to know that he, at the beginning of this year, in February of this year, he was sanctioned by the Department of Treasury under the Drug Kingpin Act for being a major money launderer and drug trafficker. So according to United States perspective, United States government's optic, he's a drug trafficker and a money launderer. But I mean, his connections to Iran and Venezuela, I mean, we started looking at it very early when he was the interior minister. This is many years ago, between the years of 2008, 2012. And during that period, he obviously had control of the immigration system. And being the interior minister, he essentially created a pipeline that moved funds and drugs from Latin America to the Middle East, but more importantly, documented a tremendous amount of Middle Easterners and brought them over to Latin America or the Western Hemisphere.
Now, and when you say documented them, you mean gave them Venezuelan passports, I believe. Is that right?
I mean, the full suite. I mean, in many cases, you're right, there are passports, but I've seen cases where they gave them national ID cards, they gave them property records in the country, in some cases, birth certificates.
Complete identity makeovers. Wow. And what are the implications of that? Yeah, talk a little bit about what that means from a counterintelligence problem.
Well, it's a tremendous challenge. I mean, you know, if a legitimate government, well, legitimate in the eyes of, a Westphalian nation state says that this is a document that's recognized among other nation states, I mean, it's very hard to prove that's not the case. And it's even harder when you try to look at the records from that government, and all the records back match what they're telling you. I mean, you really have to depend on some very good human source intelligence in that country to tell you otherwise. And we know, frankly, in Venezuela, we don't have that. So it's a tremendous vacuum because we can't prove with any, we verify or validate that a Venezuelan is a Venezuelan because they could be anybody, and we wouldn't know that.
So if the Iranians are among the beneficiaries of this arrangement, and presumably the Cubans and maybe others are as well, what would that mean for us, for example, Joseph Heumeier? Were they to present documentation, say, as part of an application to enter the United States, would we know who's coming in, let alone what their true purpose is for being here?
So I think that the problem we're going to face in Venezuela is very similar to the problem we face in Syria, in the sense that, you know, what are we talking about with Venezuela right now? We're talking about a humanitarian crisis that's turning into political crisis that's turning into maybe more, and that's going to exacerbate a refugee crisis. So the refugee outflows are already coming out of Venezuela. It's about 500,000 or so, mostly in its neighboring countries, but that's eventually going to hit U.S. shores. It already is to a limited degree, but it's going to, when it really goes into a full-blown shooting conflict, it's going to hit the U.S. shores. And the U.S. government, the U.S. administration is going to have to make a decision whether we have the capability, much like we talked about it with Syria, to validate and verify these records and know that these Venezuelans are Venezuelans.
Well, this plays into the whole issue of President Trump's efforts to institute improved vetting of people coming into this country, particularly from failed states. And I think there's no question that Venezuela is approaching, if not actually in that condition. When you say, Joseph, that when the shooting starts, I've been impressed by the fact that the guns are almost entirely in the hands of the regime. Do you anticipate that there's a possibility that there's a real shooting civil war in the offing in Venezuela?
So, yes and no. Not a real civil war, a manufactured civil war. Because the only group that wants civil war is the regime. The regime needs a war because it's the only way they're going to hold on to power.
Justify their repression. So this brings to the forefront something else that's going on here, and that is that recently, apparently, Nicolas Maduro made a secret trip to Cuba. They are deeply involved, as you know so well, Joseph Humeyer, in Venezuela as well. What do you make was the likely purpose of that secret visit, and how is that likely to play into the scenario you've just described?
It's essentially to get his marching orders and to figure out what's the next move in this next phase of their evolution of just creating a fake civil war in Venezuela. So the Cubans are very much on the ground and they're involved with a lot of the intelligence systems, intelligence services, the actual militias and the military. So the Cubans really much control the country on the ground.
Including the physical security of Maduro himself, as I understand it. Yeah.
Yeah, they're involved in his own secret service detail. But above the Cubans, you have the Iranians, the Russians, and the Chinese. And I put special attention on the Russians because they have Venezuela has $160 billion in external debt. Almost half of that belongs to Russia and China. They're the two largest creditors. And so Russia and China have tangible benefits from Venezuela getting into this civil conflict. And it has to do with basically taking over the oil. And that is something that China is very much after, and that's something Russia is helping to do. And I think that's going to push Venezuela further into this conflict because they're the only ones that are going to bail them out of this debt. And the strategic alliance that they have with them is going to allow them to do that.
Wow. Well, it puts into sharp relief the need for a competent American policy towards the region. And loose talk about, you know, military intervention there, I think, doesn't qualify. We need to understand fully the nature of the penetration by foreign governments in this country, and as you said, I think so well, Joseph Humeyer, the implications that that has, not just for the region, but of course for us here in the United States as well. We appreciate tremendously the work you do at the Center for a Secure Free Society, and look forward to visiting with you further as you get updates on these developments. Keep us posted. Thank you so much, Joseph. Take care. Next up, we'll speak with Bill Gertz of the Washington Times and Washington Free Beacon, among other things, about H.R. McMaster and the campaign to take down President Trump. That and more, straight ahead.